You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. It's Food Friday, and we're in that magical part of summer now, and all kinds of food are coming into season. If you're in Door County, that means one thing, cherries. The harvest began a few weeks back, and it's starting to wrap up, but there's still plenty of time to make the most of this year's crop.
And according to our next guest, there's plenty more you can do with cherries than just throwing them in a pie, and she has some great ideas for working cherries into our summer cooking.
Terry Milligan is with us now. She's a chef and culinary instructor in Door County. Terry, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Well, we think about cherries as something that you see used in a pie, for instance. That's your fallback, the good old all-American cherry pie. But we can do a lot more with cherries, can't we?
You certainly can. And I'm from Door County, as you mentioned. So our cherries up here are the Montmorency cherries, which are the sour cherries. But I don't think that they're real, real sour. They have a little sweetness to them, but they call them sour cherries. And having been a chef up in Door County for over 20 years, I've cooked with cherries for many years and in a variety of ways. So I do use cherries in everything from ketchup to desserts like a pie, but other things as well. And as accompaniments, I make a terrific nectarine cherry salsa. I also use it as an accompaniment with chicken, pork, duck breast, and you can make a nice cherry sauce with some nice red wine for those things.
Yeah, what kind of flavors mix well with cherries? We're using them as a sauce.
Well, with a sauce, wine goes great with cherries. So the recipe that I have listed on my website shows it being served with duck, but as I said, use it with pork, even salmon. But red wine, specifically like a Pinot Noir, would work really well because that has the nice flavors that go well with the cherries and they complement each other. So that's a nice wine to go with any sort of cherry sauce.
Now, you said that you're from Door County, so you know about the association and the role that cherries have there, but give us a sense, how important are cherries to that region?
Well, cherries are our number one crop here in Door County, and in Door County, 99% of all the cherries from Wisconsin come from our county. There's a few little cherry orchards right over the border, but we have the majority of cherries, so we have 2,500 acres of cherry orchards in Door County, so it's a very big part of our industrial crop.
I know things can be hit or miss sometimes with cherries or any crop when it comes to the weather. How did this year's cherry harvest go?
Well, actually, this year's was a really big crop. We've had years where we haven't had great crops, and what happens in those years, it's usually something has occurred during the time those blossoms are not when they're out, but it's when the blossoms form. That they might get a frost and then you have problems with it, or heavy weather that's damaging them. But this year was a great year for cherries. So we had a bumper crop of cherries this year.
Now, the thing about cherries, they're delicious, but I think of them as sort of a high-maintenance fruit because they've got that pit that you have to get rid of. And I know some friends who swear by, the device known as the cherry pitter. Is it necessary, and what is the easiest way to do this thing?
Well, I actually just did a class on cherries at the Milwaukee Public Market, and I had about 6 pounds of cherries that I did have to pit. And I did use that cherry pitter that everyone talks about that goes on top of a ball can, and it really does work great. But if you live in Door County, you're going to find some old-school folks that actually just use a bobby pin, not like a curved bobby pin, but like a straight bobby pin, and they can pop them right out.
A bobby pin? Like that you can buy at the drugstore?
Yeah. So, you could do it, but you've got to be pretty good.
I was going to say.
For $9 or $8, you can get the thing that goes on top of the ball jar. And it's nice because the pits go right down in there. Hmm. Now, I will fess up that I did miss a few pits. If anyone is listening who was in that class, they will tell you I missed a few pits. I gave away a prize if they found a pit, and I had to give a couple prizes away.
Yeah, I will say I've got a tart cherry tree in my front yard. I harvest some. I freeze some. I would use a lot more if it weren't for the processing of, I just use a knife. I guess I'm really backward in that.
I'm
and it's messy, too.
A knife also, but then it kind of mars the look of the cherry, So you, unless you're really good and you can pop them out quick. But when you use those little devices, they come out really, it looks just like a cherry. It doesn't look like the pit's still in there, but it's nice and formed.
Well, We're talking with Terry Milligan right now, chef and culinary instructor from Door County, talking about cooking with cherries. The Door County cherry harvest is in. In fact, it's going to be wrapping up pretty soon. So we're talking about what to do with all this delicious fruit. And Terry, if my ears are not deceiving me, you mentioned a cherry ketchup.
I did. Mm-hmm. And I,
what
in
is
fact,
that like?
I just made a batch of cherry ketchup a couple of weeks ago with the first cherries that came in. And that, you do have to pit the cherries. That takes some time. But you could also, if you're in Door County or even outside of the county, a lot of times you can find cherries pitted that are frozen. So that helps those of you that can't be in Door County for the five or six weeks of cherry season. You can still use cherries by getting them frozen. But it's a terrific recipe that I actually served last Tuesday in my class on a turkey burger. And it has a little sweetness in it, but it also has a little tartness in it from some vinegar. And then some unusual spices. It had cardamom in it, cinnamon and nutmeg and allspice.
And is there also tomato sauce of some sort, or does the cherry take the place?
Ketchup does not have to be tomato-based.
Ah. Mm-hmm.
That's just, in fact, I work for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and do food writing, and I had to do a ketchup article a while ago. So ketchup actually started in Asia, and it was a fermented fish sauce.
Oh,
so
wow.
It was just a sauce to put, just what you wanted to hear on a cherry segment. but ketchup can be anything that is a fruit or even a vegetable. I've done rhubarb rhubarb ketchup in the spring. But it's just pureed. It's almost like a chutney flavor, but pureed.
And so what else do you use it on? You mentioned a burger, so obviously you're going savory with this, not sweet. Could you use it with any kind of meat?
You could. It goes well with a hamburger also, but also I've used it on salmon, grilled salmon, or grilled chicken, or grilled pork. All of those work well.
Now, we've got this sour cherry ketchup. We have a lot of recipes. You gave us a bumper crop of cherry recipes. You can get to them. They're linked on the Central Time Facebook page. So that's one, the sour cherry ketchup. Does not require tomatoes. I've learned something new today. Ketchup doesn't have
tomatoes
to be tomato.
Tomatoes didn't come into ketchup land until about the 30s when Heinz developed ketchup. Before that, there was no tomatoes in ketchup.
All right, so there's the ketchup. Now, we've got one that is either an appetizer or a dessert. Pinot Noir cherry soup. I would not have come up with that combination on my own, I promise you. Tell us about this one.
Well, I had a restaurant for many years, and this was a very popular soup that we did. We served it for a main or for a first course a lot of times, and it has, again, it's got a little bit of sweetness, but because those cherries are sour and you've got that Pinot Noir wine in it, it's not, I wouldn't call it a sweet, sweet soup. But we always would garnish it, as a picture on my website has it, with a little piece of mint. If we wanted to do it for dessert, we'd serve it with a little scoop of either vanilla ice cream, or I like to put lemon sorbet on top as well. So it was a different type of dessert for you as well.
Oh, wow. Who knew cherries could do all these versatile things? This is sort of mind-blowing.
Mm-hmm.
So there is also, this is a little more simple for those of us who aren't quite ready to go down some of these fancier roads. Cherries is a salad ingredient. What do you like about that?
Well, cherries can be added both dried and fresh into into salads. So I have a salsa recipe on my website, which is can be used as an accompaniment with a salad. But I also I pickle cherries sometimes, the fresh cherries, and you can can them or use them directly, and you can put those in a salad. And pickling them just means that you're going to put a little bit of, again, sweet and sour on there and let them ferment for about 15 minutes to 30 minutes. And you've got a little sweet sour cherry you can put on your salads, or I've also used them as an accompaniment with a drink.
Now, wait a minute. What does a pickled cherry end up tasting like? Because I think of pickling, pickles and olives.
But it's got a little more sweetness than a pickle.
Uh-huh.
Pickles have a little sweetness,
sure,
too, if you get a sweet pickle. So what I usually do is a little bit of the vinegar, and I use a nice white wine vinegar, a little bit of honey or sugar, and then I put some savory things in, like ground fennel, even ground rosemary, so it gets a little bit of an herb flavor as well. And I have lots of folks that will put a couple of those little pickled cherries on a skewer and put them in a cocktail.
Ooh.
Wow. Is there anything you haven't done with cherries, Terry? I'm starting to think we haven't hit the limit here.
Well, if you live in Door County, you're continually coming up with things to do with cherries.
We're talking right now with chef and culinary instructor Terry Milligan about cooking with cherries. The Door County cherry harvest season is here, coming to a close. Now we're getting advice on what to do with all that cherries. And we'd like to hear from you at 800-642-1234.
And we want to hear your recipes, your ideas, and maybe your questions. Do you stick with, you know, with desserts, the pies, the cobblers? What's your secret? Or do you get more creative with them, as our guest does? Maybe you just like eating them. That's okay, too. Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234, or post on the Central Time Facebook page. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Farah.
And I'm Veronica Rickard. It's Food Friday, and we're talking about cherries and how to cook with them. Our guest is Door County chef and culinary instructor Terry Milligan. She knows a lot about cherries, and we're learning a lot from her. And we want to hear from you at 800-642-1234.
Do you enjoy baking or cooking with cherries? What sorts of things do you use them for? What questions do you have our guest about cherry-related cuisine? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or post on the Central Time Facebook page. Find a link to a bunch of recipes from Terry while you're there. We'll go right to our callers. We've got Doug on the line now in Appleton. Doug, hi.
Hi.
What do you got for us, Doug?
I was in a barbecue competition class at Fox Valley Technical College this spring, and I used cherries and blueberries, and I simmered them in vinegar and then blended it up and then threw I had a chinois, but you can use a cheesecloth if you'd like. Drain that out, reduce it, and then I had a wine reduction going too, and I put a little wine in there, and then I thickened it with some sugar. And it was a great barbecue sauce. I thought it was really good. I did not do well in the competition, but
so
that
what,
is another story.
And what did you put this cherry-flavored barbecue sauce on?
You could use it for ribs. That's what I designed it for, but I was given chicken, and that was a good, nice flavors together with the barbecue chicken.
All right, Doug, better luck winning the competition next year. But that sounds great, a barbecue sauce with cherries cooked down. Sound like a few steps along the way there, Terry.
I was impressed with a chinois. But that sounded like a great recipe, kind of similar to, for listeners who want to do it with a little less work, the cherry ketchup is kind of on that same vein, and you could just spice it up a little bit.
Well, thanks a lot for that call, Doug. Appreciate that. And Terry, you had mentioned this recipe for cherry and nectarine salsa. How does that one come together?
Well, that is one of the easiest ones. So that you're basically just chopping your nectarines. You could use some other stone fruit, too. Peaches work well, or plums. And then the infamous pitted cherries. What I like to do is actually slice the cherries in half after I pit them. Then I know there's no pits in them. And I just toss it with the nectarines, and I add a little fresh mint usually, and then things that you usually put into a salsa, a jalapeno pepper chopped up, some red pepper chopped up, some red onion or white onion chopped up, and a little bit of lime juice, a nice squeeze of a couple of limes on there. And you've got a nice little salsa that's a little different that you could serve. It actually goes great on tacos, fish tacos.
And this one I knew. Salsa does not have to have tomatoes in it.
No, salsa does not have to have tomatoes.
We'll go back to our callers now at 800-642-1234. Sandy is with us in Waukesha. Sandy, hi.
Hi. I am calling to share with your guest and listener a Door County cherry recipe that I grew up on. Every year when we vacationed in Fish Creek, we would all go cherry picking, and my grandmother would sit at the table and pit every cherry with a hairpin.
There you go.
The old-fashioned hairpin that held up her buns. And with those cherries, she made cherry soup. And it was the highlight of the vacation. And this cherry soup, she obviously cooked it over the stove. However, it was served cold. And no, it wasn't. It was served warm. What am I thinking of? But the unusual ingredient in this, and I don't know if it's a German tradition, is it had the cherries, and she used heavy cream, I'm sure. but she also had dumplings, and they were just delicious, and we just could eat it every day of our vacation. I don't know if you've heard of such a use for your cherries. All of her daughters have tried to replicate the recipe, and no one has come close to my
grandma. Oh, thank you so much for that, Sandy. So it almost sounds like a soup version of cherry cobbler. You got the cherries, the liquidy cherries, and dumplings in them. Have you heard of that? A cherry soup with dumplings?
I've heard of it with dumplings. With cream, yes. I've heard of adding the cream to the soup, but not the dumplings. And that's an interesting twist on that.
So it sounds like that's a dessert soup with cherries, right? Or did it sound savory?
Well, I think that could have been savory too. It depends on how they flavored the soup. Knowing the Germans, it might have been like a borscht type thing, where it was just instead of beets, they used the sour cherries. That's what I'm thinking.
Wow. Well, we should talk about cherries as a dessert vehicle because they are so good sweet. We know about cherry pies, but how do you like to serve cherries when you're going for dessert?
Well, there are so many things you can do with cherries for dessert. I have on my website a couple of things. One is a plum and cherry tart. So instead of doing a cherry pie, I make it into a tart form. I also make a pie, and up here in Door County, it's a pretty familiar pie called bumbleberry. And though cherries are not a berry, we in Door County throw it in as one of our berries. The bumbleberry is not a specific berry. Some people think there's an actual bumbleberry. It just means that it's a bumble of berries. So we put in whatever kind of berry you want, and then we add cherries to it as well. So that's a little kind of a different take on a traditional cherry pie. So that's a great way to use the cherries. I also wanted to mention on Door County, their site, the Visitors Bureau site, they have an actual page devoted to cherries and to recipes. And on there, they've got a great recipe from Al Johnson's that is a bread pudding with cherries. And that's a nice kind of easier way to work with cherries without having to make a crust and a pie crust. You can just do the bread pudding.
It's Food Friday. We're talking to Terry Milligan, Door County chef, about cooking with cherries. Now, every week there's one recipe I feel like where it's like, why am I not eating that right now? This week is the one you gave us for Door County cherry. I don't know how to pronounce it. Clafoutis?
Clafouti.
This looked like what? It's like a baked pancake packed with cherries. It looked great.
And I've got to tell you, I think you could make this because it's really easy. You just need to make a batter, and you can do it in a food processor, a blender, or in a bowl, and you pour it into a hot, I use a cast iron skillet, but a cast iron skillet, the cherries, and the batter, and that's it. And you put it in your oven for about 25, 30 minutes, and it puffs up. If you're familiar with the Dutch baby type German pancake, it's a kind of a French version of that. It originated in the Normandy region of France, and that's where there are a lot of sour cherry trees. So originally, the recipe, you would like this, and you didn't have to pit the cherries.
Yeah, really?
They originally
just
had
spit them out?
Just spit them. In it. But I don't know. Those French are a little crazy.
Yeah.
But I prefer to use the pitted cherries in it.
I think I would, too. I love clafouti, although I thought it was pronounced clafouti. I learned something today.
Oh, you probably say that yours sounds much more elegant.
I don't know, but apparently incorrect. But what do you put on this? Do you put some whipped cream, or is it...
You can put whipped cream, powdered sugar on it. If you're doing it as a breakfast type item, I would just sprinkle a little powdered sugar on it. But a nice scoop of vanilla ice cream or whipped cream is great on it.
A la mode pancakes can never go wrong. Charlie in Milwaukee, I don't have time to ring him on, but he's bringing up the Wisconsin classic, the cherry mash, using it with club soda or mixed drinks. Any tips on that, Terry?
Well, you can put one of those pickled cherries in there. I've got to tell you, I am not a drinker, so I don't make that. I make the wines, but not the mash. So I'm not a good person to ask about that. So I apologize.
That's okay.
I'm not able to help him on that.
Any final words of inspiration for us as we maybe cook with some cherries this weekend, Terry?
Well, my one word of inspiration is that it's almost the end of our season. So if you're up in the Door County area, you can still find some cherries that have been picked and are at some of our farm markets. But in Wisconsin and in Milwaukee at the fair, if you still have a couple of days to go to the fair, in the Wisconsin Pavilion, we've got 5 or 6 of our cherry producers down there with cherry products. So there's a way to taste the cherries if you're at the state fair.
Terry,
other than that, just cook with cherries and love them.
Thank you so much. Great recipes. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Terry Milligan, Door County chef and culinary instructor, joining us to talk about cooking with cherries. A lot of cherry recipes, including the sour cherry ketchup, linked on the Central Time Facebook page.